With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Department of Environmental Health has relaunched its recycling program in Cayman Brac, beginning with the collection of two recyclable material streams, plastic types 1 and 2, as well as metal cans and aluminum. DEH Director Mr. Richard Sims says the relaunch represents a, quote, important step in making recycling more accessible to residents.
By relaunching the program in Cayman Brac and providing accessible collection points, we are giving residents another practical way to reduce the amount of waste going into the landfill. We encourage everyone to make recycling a part of their everyday routine and to help us build a cleaner and more sustainable Cayman Islands.
Cayman Brac residents are encouraged to make sure their recyclables are clean before dropping them off either outside Layman Scott High School or outside West End Primary School. Mr. Sims says the program will be expanded in phases with additional recycling locations and more recyclable material streams, quote, coming soon. The DEH also plans to extend the program to Little Cayman. You've got one day left to weigh in on proposed changes to the country's cannabis legislation. As CIGTV's Travis Webster reports, the public consultation period officially closes tomorrow.
The discussion paper, Options for a Harm Minimization Framework, considers major policy shifts regarding recreational use, personal possession limits, and the decriminalization of home cultivation. It also explores whether criminal sanctions for minor offenses should be replaced with administrative penalties and examines the expungement of historic minor cannabis convictions. Residents and stakeholders wishing to contribute can access the discussion paper online at lrc.gov.ky or gov.ky. Submissions must be delivered in writing by September 1st via email, post, or hand delivery to the Director of the Law Reform Commission.
Explore shapes and colors through storybook reading and themed art workshops inspired by local artists and authors.
We're actually starting a series called Stories in Art, which we're doing in a collaboration with the public libraries. Mm-hmm. Essentially, we'll be going to different library locations throughout the next couple of weeks. We're doing art activities inspired by local books.
National Gallery's Maya Mutu tells Radio Cayman this is for kids between the ages of 6 and 8, and adult supervision is required. The free event heads to Georgetown Public Library the 1st through the 3rd of September. The East End Edition will run September 8th through the 10th, North Side the 15th through the 17th, and the workshops wrap up in West Bay September 22nd through the 24th. All the workshops start at 2:45 p.m., and you can register your kiddo by emailing exhibitions@nationalgallery.org.ky. In regional news, U.S. Border Czar Tom Homan defended the Trump administration's recent deportations to Haiti on Sunday, even as the State Department warns Americans not to travel to the Caribbean nation, quote, for any reason. During an interview on CNN, host Dana Bash asked Homan about two deportation flights to Haiti over the past 2 weeks. The flights came after the Supreme Court allowed the administration to end temporary protected status for Haiti in June, making roughly 350,000 Haitians who were permitted to live and work in the U.S. vulnerable to arrest and removal from the country. When asked if he, quote, as a human, felt comfortable sending people back to a country ravaged by violence, Homan replied, quote, I don't know the conditions in Haiti, but look, the judge made a decision and they need to go home. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Teams from Nepal, India and China are working round the clock to reach those trapped by Wednesday's flash floods in the Himalayas. Particular emphasis is being placed on reaching those believed trapped in hydropower tunnels. Three bodies have been recovered, but more than 900 workers are unaccounted for. The United Arab Emirates has warned of a dangerous escalation after it intercepted a drone attack from Iran. It came as Iran and the United States exchanged fire for the first time in a month. State media in Sudan are reporting that around 200 RSF paramilitaries have arrived near Khartoum to join the Sudanese army. Among the defectors are members of the Rapid Support Forces. Spain's Prime Minister has blamed social media disinformation networks linked to Russia and Israel for the surge 4 weeks ago of mass illegal migration into the North African territory of Ceuta. Pedro Sanchez said what he called the ultra-right international was spreading fake news, making them more accountable for their impact on citizens and society. BBC News.